Now listen and answer your questions.
Okay, so you're happy with the organisation and content. Plenty to work on there. Now, I believe you had some questions about the actual delivery of the presentation.
Yes. Well, it's more the technical side of things, really. I'm not very confident with the equipment, and I've never given a presentation before, so I'm really nervous.
Well, I think the best way to overcome your nerves is by preparing really thoroughly. Make sure you know the subject matter inside out, and that any visual aids and equipment are ready.
Yes, I wanted to ask about that. I'm getting a friend to help me put together the slides. Have you any advice about that?
The one thing I would say is don't put too much information on your slides, just the main points and any relevant visuals.
Mm-hmm.
You want your slides to support what you're saying. And I would also keep the slides themselves very simple, no fancy colours or animation that will distract the audience from what you're saying.
No sound effects then?
No, definitely not. And what you need to do is practice. You'll feel far more confident if you've run through it a few times with a friend.
My friend is going to listen to me run through it.
On the actual day of the presentation, there are a few important things to remember. First, think about where you stand. It's vital that you position yourself centrally and make eye contact with your whole audience. Don't forget the people sitting at the sides.
Mm-hmm.
If you smile and look friendly, it will make your audience feel relaxed too. And don't fidget and move around too much. It can be very distracting.
What about my slideshow? I'll need to be near the computer to move the slides forward.
Have you thought about using a wireless mouse or keyboard? That will really help. It means you can control the slideshow without having to move or turn your back on the audience every time you change slides.
That's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that.
The other thing to remember is that when we're nervous, we tend to speak more quickly. So make a real effort to speak calmly and clearly so that your audience understands you and doesn't feel rushed.
What about memorising the talk? A friend told me she did that for her presentation, but I don't think she did terribly well.
No, it's not a very good idea. It will make you sound unnatural. And don't read from a prepared speech because that will also affect the delivery and stop you making eye contact. Why don't you try using cue cards? You can include all the main points and any key facts or numbers as a memory aid. It will sound far more natural.
The other thing I'm a little worried about is questions from the audience. Should I answer them immediately or wait till the end?
The best thing to do is tell the audience in the introduction that you will answer their questions at the end of the presentation. That way, you won't get any distracting interruptions. If you're not sure about the answer, ask the questioner to repeat the question. That will give you thinking time. You could always direct the question back to the questioner or the audience, asking them what they think.
Great. Oh, thanks for all your advice. It's been really helpful.
No problem. I'm looking forward to your presentation.